Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, are we sparse today, but that's okay. We'll still have a good worship time anyway. Just a few things announcement-wise. Please look at the note about the prayer requests. If you'll just read through that. Glenda's trying to get that list straightened up, and if you'll notice that it's changed a little bit. We're going to put a check mark beside the people who need to be left on the prayer list. That'll kind of help because there's some people I know I don't know them all that's on the prayer list. So if you're the one that put them on and they still need to be there, please check that name so we'll leave them. Otherwise, sometime in the next two or three weeks, Glenda's going to kind of start going through and making some deletions. If you've got additions, you know, always let her know that too. Karen's done the flowers for today, I think. They're sitting over there on the organ bench. They kind of got in the way of the video. So just imagine that they're sitting there for right now, okay? Nancy's still doing, got your Bible study? Okay, is WOW meeting?
We're supposed to, yes.
Okay, and you're meeting where?
At the warehouse.
At the warehouse, okay. The WOW people will be meeting tomorrow night at 5:30 at the warehouse. Okay, just wanted to be sure. Birthdays coming up this week. Josh and Mary both have birthdays. I think Mary's birthday was going to be celebrated in Tennessee this weekend, so that's why they're not here. So we've got a number of things that will be going on. Tim and Debbie have an anniversary. Hopefully they're not going to have to spend their anniversary repairing houses. I don't know. They got awful close with a tree over there. Hopefully everybody survived the wind. And if you lost a tree, hope you lost it in a place that didn't really affect you too much. I do have a card here. It says, "Dear Glenda and the Walnut Grove Church, thank you so much for your donation and being willing to help a family in need. You have changed lives by showing God's love. Gratefully, Jenny Redwine." And Glenda, if I'm right, that was the family. Yeah, it was a family down at Riverside that had had issues that needed help financially. Okay, is there any? Okay, one other thing Glenda did want me to mention. I know some of you, kind of like Joanne, have brought pillows for the pews, and now all of a sudden you don't know whose pillow is whose because they've been recovered. So what we decided was, if you need a pillow, just grab one. It may be the one you brought, may not be. We'll just have to deal with it that way.
And if we need
more, we can cover more. Okay. And in case you didn't hear that, Glenda said if we see a need for more of them, that Karen said she'd get a hold of some more and recover those so they match also. So just be aware of that. Any other announcements? Okay, if you would, then look at the responsive reading we've got. And we're going to do things just, today's a little different, okay? After the responsive reading, Nancy's going to come up. She's got a short devotion. Then we'll do the hymn, and then we'll do offertory, okay? So a little bit of change. All right, but before we have the responsive reading, excuse me, let's do go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this bright, sunny day today. Thank you for keeping us all safe during the windstorm yesterday. We just thank you, dear Lord, that you watch over us. We know that there was some damage. Don't know of anyone that was seriously hurt. And that's always a blessing. And we just ask that you help those that do have things they have to clear up around the house with limbs and trees and such, that you'll be with them and that they can do it safely. We ask, dear Lord, that you watch over our members that aren't here today. We know that a lot of them are traveling, and we just ask that you keep them safe in their travels. We ask for your help and guidance throughout this coming week. We ask that you watch over us and keep us safe. But most of all, dear Lord, we ask that you will continue to open doors for us, and hopefully we'll have, I don't know, sometimes it's the compassion, sometimes it's just the strength to walk through. We want to ask, dear Lord, that you would especially be with the situation in Nashville this week. Be with the families there. That's always a hard thing to deal with shootings, but especially when it's kids and especially when it's in schools. That seems to make it worse. And we just thank you, dear Lord, that you watched over and protected the people there. And we ask that you'll be with them in this coming weeks and months as they try to, I guess, kind of as the old saying goes, put their head around what's going on. And that they'll be provided the help that they need in dealing with their feelings and their emotions, whether it's the kids or the teachers or the school personnel or the law enforcement or the fire department or the EMS services that responded, and the community itself. We just ask, dear Lord, that you'll be with them and watch over them. We thank you, dear Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you for the way you watch over our little church and our community. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's all stand. Excuse me. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly. As they untied it, some people standing there ask, what are you doing untying that colt? When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it.
Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields.
Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Y'all may see it for this.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't even look up to see what you were doing. Thank you. As we just read in Mark, first thing I want to remind you, it's Palm Sunday. And we all have celebrated Palm Sunday in some way, probably every Palm Sunday in our whole lives. So I wanted to make sure we acknowledged it today when it seems like we've got, things are a little discombobulated. I think we're lucky we just have electricity. So. As we just read in Mark, Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead to find a colt. The two men found one exactly as Jesus told them they would. When they brought it back to him, after they threw their cloaks over the donkey's back, Jesus sat on it. Jesus then rode the colt into town. In Matthew's account, Matthew 21, he mentions that this took place to fulfill a prophecy. Well, what was the prophecy? It's in Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, the prophet Zechariah wrote that Israel's king would ride into Jerusalem on a colt. The king would be righteous and humble, and he would bring salvation. The Jewish people during the time of Jesus were ruled by the Romans. Many Jews who read the prophecies in the Old Testament, like the one from Zechariah, thought that their coming king would gather an army to defeat the Romans and make them a free people again. What kind of salvation would Jesus bring? Victory over enemies? Or victory over sin and death? Yes, we know, victory over sin and death. We know this because we have the Gospels to read. Jesus' followers didn't understand Jesus' purpose yet because they didn't have the Gospels. So the Prince of Peace enters the city of peace as people cheer Hosanna, which means save. Within the week, Hosanna becomes crucify him. So today, when we know who Jesus is and who and whose we are, do our hosannas ring true? Do we believe and honor the one who saves? Pray with me. Lord, too often we cry for you to save us on our own terms. Please save us and mold us to honor you on your terms and for your glory. We pray in your name. Amen. I guess we all stand to sing the hymn.
Y'all stand. I think it's really
180. I think I can go down in front.
As long as it's from this side.
Right. Sing loud, bud.
Y'all can be seated, and if the ushers will come forward, please. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, as we take this time in our service to bring back a portion of what you have blessed us with, we just ask that as we look at these tithes, dear Lord, that we realize that it allows us to put our monies together and allows this church then to use them to help others. And we thank you for that. We especially thank you, dear Lord, that you make us aware of needs, whether it be in our community or in our church, or whether it be further away, and whether it be somewhere around the globe. We thank you for that opportunity. We thank you, dear Lord, that we know that when you present an opportunity for us to help others, that you'll provide, and you do every time, you provide what we need. It's amazing to sit back and watch, and we just thank you for that. We just ask that your will be done with this, that we will use this to bring you honor and to bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm not taking over. It just seems that way. I don't know how this happened. But anyway, today we're going to sing the second half of the video about In 6 Days, which is about how the earth was created in 6 days. And I hope you enjoyed it the last time. I think this one's even better. So here we go. I want to go out there and find one of those signs that they're wrong, like stalactites in a cave and or stalagmites or whatever. They're, you know, all the things he's talking about. It sounds like it's pretty obvious in the world that most of our modern science is spouting stuff that's not really true. It's maybe they'd like it to be true, but it's not. So if any of you notice anything this week where that contradicts millions of years, we sure would like to know where you saw it so we can go see it ourselves. I just have a couple of comments that, does anybody have anything they want to say about that video? Okay, then I'll tell you what I have. Well, I don't know if I told you this last time, but the belief in 6 days has been one of my main obstacles to fully believing the Bible. And the other morning I woke up after reviewing this, I said, I know exactly why it's my problem, because when I was in first grade, we had a man come to our school, and he was the father of a friend of mine, one of my classmates, and he was the curator of the Hayden Planetarium. I'm sure you've heard of the Hayden Planetarium. And I grew up on Long Island in New York, and the island is formed by the glaciers, the retreating ice age, the progressing and retreating ice age. And so that's what he talked about. And he talked about millions of years. And I guess that stuck with me more than anything I learned in Sunday school, because I said, it's amazing how people can influence young children. And we need to remember that. Two other things I want to say. I read an article that they found enough water encapsulated, embedded in minerals near the core of the earth. Enough water's in there to cover the whole earth. So people say, oh, the flood couldn't possibly happen because there isn't enough water. They found it. I hope we hear about it in more news things. But I that's good. And I personally have just enjoyed these studies because I never heard of apologetics before. And I can see where we all need to be thinking about defending, being able to defend our beliefs in the Bible. And I know a lot of you say, oh, we don't have to worry about that around here. Well, our children are leaving. They're going to other parts of the country. And the things that are happening in our world are affecting our society right here, our culture right here. One day, within the last 2 weeks, I went to a store, and there was a person working there, looked like a young woman to me, but they had a name tag on, and it had their name, and that had he, his. And I never thought I would see that in Spruce Pine. And that surprised me. So you just can't be complacent, because there are a lot of bad things that are going on, and people are accepting them. And that's just all I want to say. I would love to see if any of you notice any signs of that counteract the million-year arguments. And I just hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll do more of them, because I know my little Bible study on Wednesday has loved these. And one of the members asked to have the second half of this video. So anyway. That's it. Have a good week.
You might as well just stay.